And we'll try and sing along, right?
Yes.
And Sue is you can present whatever you feel like, so you just tell me.
Okay. So can you move the screen away from the world?
Not before I translate, or if you want to introduce stuff, I can do it.
Let me introduce stuff. Yes. Please see the words.
So there's two songs.
So the first song is written by Albert Switzer, who is a member of AMI, a member of Alliance for Just Money, and very active in the Green Party U.S. for monetary reform for a number of years now. Very active, very important. And he lives in Tennessee, and he builds straw bale houses, and he loves music, and he wrote this, A New Kind of Money. And he sang it for the first time at an AMI conference a couple of years ago. So it's the music, he's singing it, you'll hear him sing it, and we should all sing it together. It's a little fast, the melody is a folk song from the U.S. What's the name of the folk song?
Old Cricket?
No.
Maybe.
Oh,
we're going to have fun? Well, something, yeah. It's traditional southern bluegrass music.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So we're ready to.
Everybody ready to sing it?
And I would like to say there's two songs. The next one's easier. For some reason, we're doing the harder ones.
So we can swap them around.
No.
This is the chorus. This is the chorus in yellow. And whenever you see the asterisk, you repeat the chorus.
Yes.
Yeah. Three times more.
Let's see how we'll do.
Come on, Steve.
Money is how we pay our way.
Money is that we got to pay.
Money makes us all complete.
Time to do some things.
Problems. Just like all
monetary systems.
Now that's the wrong song.
Money is how we pay our way. Am I can buy you diamond rings.
Yes,
I can buy you lots of things. Money can get you in the game. Money can drive us all insane. Got to get you that money.
Have you got money?
As a debt, issued as a public asset, issued by authority, elected by democracy, and that kind of money will set us free. Gotta get a new kind of money, a new kind of money, a new kind of money, louder money don't grow on trees. Gotta get a new kind of money.
Because Howard is one of the most active people on the IMMI thread. So that's how I know him. Because his face just comes up and he's writing on different subjects.
He's on the, for the Green Party, he's on their National Banking Committee that they just created because
MMT undermined, they took over one state, and with that one state, they were going to undermine the whole national platform. And we had worked religiously hard in several states, and we were real strong, and Howard was right there in the forefront fighting them back with Sue. They were a tag team.
And Joe.
And Joe Bongiovanni, another one.
So,
yeah,
so
we'll hear that.
This song, this was written by Howard also. This was written for the Alliance for Just Money, our new organization this past year. And this is like our anthem.
But also, this is to get new members into it. And so feel free to steal any part of this and make it a part of your own country.
Yes.
And he would be so honored.
I highly recommend to do so. We have also a song for our organization that everybody told me about. It's really funny.
Yeah, just no.
How do you use this?
We sing it at all the parties. And for entertainment that political gatherings and stuff, just like when you need a break or when you bring the
guy in
to be
down, I can drink it up.
Yeah, the guitar is great.
Come on, Virginia. You got a prop in your hand, too.
So, let's go.
This always is another photoshop.
Give her a cup.
I'm with you.
Or?
No, this is another
iPhone. Okay, good. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, so this is the song.
We've come to stand, members raise our voice. It's the greatest final choice of how we share prosperity. The world around humanity, raise your glass and join the fun. So come and let us lend you money. We are just as sweet as funny. Banks will make you happy, surely. Love your local banker, truly.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So now Lisa will help us guide us through the Kogan collection and also introduce it to everyone who hasn't tried it before. So you've got the floor here.
Okay, thanks. First, in my laptop there was a USB mouse device, Logitech, that's not belonging to me. Does anyone miss one?
No.
No.
The mouse?
No, Lars.
That might be mine. Thank you very much.
Okay, so core collections.
Yeah.
First, what is the core group? What are the core group's responsibilities? And what is the director's role? And so on. So this graph should give a broad overview. The core group's responsibilities is the long-term steering of the IMR to make long-term strategies, overall objectives, taking on board new members to make the decision if a new member organization applies, if that should be taken on board or not. Make crucial financial decisions, should money be invested to hire a new person, or and then in which area, or should an expensive conference software be license be bought or whatever, so like bigger financial decisions. Make a decision about the legal entity, and I think especially this year we should allow the new core group to make the decision about the legal entity. That would probably be in alignment to what we have worked out so far. And if you have time to support our entities. So the core group members, if they want, they are still, of course, very invited to also be active in the other stuff. Unfortunately, my PowerPoint crashed early on, and there might be some things that I had changed before and then didn't notice yet. That was supposed to be needed. Okay, and then we have the executive director. That has been me in the last year. Last year, there was the first time we created this role. And the idea is that this person is more in charge of the day-to-day business to run the IMMR. Answer emails, coordinate stuff if we have stuff, write the, or coordinate that the newsletter is written, that the blog post go online, that the website is up to date, and so on. And making sure that everything just goes smoothly of the day-to-day activities. And so the IMR day-to-day business is mainly the blog, newsletter, website, our internal forum, HumHub, implementing the strategy of the core group, fundraising, and potential other projects. And so the executive director doesn't have to handle all this itself, just coordinate that this is somehow done by whomever is willing to do it. At best, of course, professional staff, but otherwise volunteers or other people. And then also we had Lars as finance officer, who was in charge of the bank account, doing payments, and so on. Any questions so far about this? And so now we of course elect this core group, and I will stay in the role of executive director until a new person is found. So I want to step down, but to ensure continuity, I will stay on board for the next few weeks if new code wants me to, until a new person is found. We can put on a job ad, or maybe a person from the new core group wants to fill that role. We'll see. And so the person of the executive director can also be in the core group, but doesn't have to be. So in the last term, I was also part of the core group, but I think it's not necessarily the same. But yeah, we'll see. Okay. Then we put up some criteria for the core group, which we think are good, just as guidelines for you to consider when you make your vote later. So we thought what's important for core group members is that they have movement building skills, that they are really people who can push us forward. That they are, of course, willing to invest time and energy into this, that they are not 100% occupied with other stuff and only have maybe 1 hour per month. It should be a little bit more. It's not a full-time job, of course, but some time and energy should be invested. The person should be positive, solutions-focused, team player, people skills, and also for the core group in its whole, we should have some degree of continuity. So some people want to step down, we'll talk more about this later, but it would be good to keep some of them still on board, not to replace all five every year. So some degree of continuity would be good. And of course, diversity of the group. So in terms of geography, that we don't have five people from Europe, but also from other regions of the world. Of course, it's also great if we have the Global South, even though we don't have so many members, but yeah, just some diversity there. Optimally, only one person per member organization, so not three people from Germany or Netherlands or so. Yeah, good male-female ratio, mix of age, and different backgrounds, that we don't have five legal experts, for example. Yeah, just as a guideline, if you make your pick your five people, then it's a good mix. And also, at the end, if we then people accept it, then we should also keep those in mind. If we get the people together, that this is a good mix. Okay, any questions or remarks regarding this? Okay. Then, now I'm going to introduce the election process, which is called election by consent, which is not very known, but I think it's a very cool process. Stan promoted this 2 years ago, and then we tried it out and really liked it, I think, also last year, and this year we want to do it again, with a little modification. But who has never heard about it? Who has no idea about it? Okay. So the general idea is that it's not people could put forward their candidacy and then campaign, and then like have a competition against each other, and then people make a vote, but instead there's still the whole crowd, more or less, just a little bit today, and then people make their vote on the five people that they think are best, and then afterwards those five people are asked if they are willing to serve. So that people who are maybe not so, you know, some people from the personality step forward and say, yeah, I want to do it, and some other people are maybe more shy, even though they might also have very great skills and just don't like to put themselves forward that much. And it's very nice that sometimes we feel, okay, that person would be really great in the core group, and that person might not put him or herself forward, and with election by consent, you can, yeah, they also get a very good chance. Okay, and the process is the following. First, people can indicate if they are not willing to serve. So we don't ask who wants to serve, but instead who does not want to serve, and they are put off the list. Because it's a bit frustrating if people have a very high number of votes and then they say, oh, sorry, I don't want the next person as well, and some people are just very busy even though they might be a very good fit. So just consider, even if everyone voted for me, I can't do it. If this is the case, then just let me know in a bit. Later I'll ask about it, and then I will drop you off the list. So this is the first step. Then we have a list of maybe 15, 20 people. And this is an adjustment this year. The last years we didn't do this step of crossing people out before everyone was in the box, but we thought it's maybe a little improvement to try out. Then everyone can nominate five people. We will do this online, so with your smartphone or your neighbor's smartphone. I'll give you a link, and then you can have a list there, and then you say, okay, I give those five people my box. Then I will project the results here on the screen, where you see the people with the most number of votes. Then maybe we see, I don't know, person A has 20 votes, person C has 18 votes, person D has 15 votes, and so on. And then, we're starting with the candidate with the highest number of votes. We ask all participants if there are comments, questions, objections against this candidate. And then people maybe have an objection, hey, I know you are too busy, you don't have the time, or I don't know, the person is not a movement builder, but rather should be doing this and that, I don't know, whatever comes up. And if there are no objections, then, only then, the person is asked. Because then maybe the person feels, okay, wow, everyone gave me the voice, there are no objections. Yeah, okay, maybe I'm a good fit, okay, yeah, I do it. Or, no, I won't do it. I feel I'm not the right person. And then if that person also accepts, then we have a first person, and then we repeat the steps 4 to 6 again to fill the other five slots. So of course we have the five slots, and then First one, first is Philip and the next and so on. And this, these objections, of course, rather come up with the later slots, because maybe we already have a candidate from the US, and then another candidate from the US comes up, and we feel, we should have more diversity, I have an objection, and then the person drops out maybe. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah.
Or any questions?
We're on the list. I have a question about the list.
Okay, that's next.
Who is on the list?
Okay.
And who compiled the list?
Yeah, that's next. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then for the list. First, we wanted to have a round of reflections from the core group members who are here, so they can say, I think they should indicate if they are, especially if they're not willing to serve, or if they're willing to serve, to allow this continuity and our experiences about it and what we think or why we won't continue. So, yeah, who maybe I can't want to start.
Yes, well, I was a member of core group for the past almost a year. And in my heart, I did not really enjoy it. I think for me, IMR is very important. I want to be very active in IMR. I want to build IMR.
Could you speak up a little?
Yeah, a bit louder. Yes, I think IMR is very important. I want to be active in IMR. I want to build with and own IMR. But somewhere I think that it's even better if I'm not in that core group, because I had a feeling I was a bit of a dissenting opinion and maybe a tempering enthusiasm that could arise. So I would prefer to have my role more actively engaged, and that I can be supportive if the group decides desires that. But having the freedom of not being formally in the core thing. So that is what comes to my mind now as it's not myself a reflection, but it's a more my position.
Okay, so you will be on the list, but you prefer not to be elected. Is it the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Lars?
Yes. I've been at Core Group for 2 years now, two terms, and it's very interesting. But actually, it takes some time, especially the first term, it was more time. And I've been the finance director now since a year. And it has also taken a lot of time. But I know it's important, very good, I want to support. But at the same time, you have heard that we are now setting up a big thing in Sweden, and that takes my most of my time. So I would just say that I feel sorry for it, but I have to step down. I cannot take continue on board.
Good morning, Billy.
We thank Lars. Wow.
Just add a little bit about what you, your roles and time consumption, so we get like a feel of what it's like to work in the core group. Just like
you mean,
yeah, like the financial job. What was that like? How long time did it take? Is it difficult or?
Well, no, it's not that amount of time when it's low. You have to do the payment, pay out things. So that's all the account. Immediately you have the ability to do that, but it also has to be accounted for. The accounting is a little difficult if we have or have two. We have one account at Positive Money, and the one we can handle ourselves is a part of the Oscar account. So it's not really our money at that point. So it's trying to be formal, bookkeeping, and still let no have no legal entities. It has been a problem. Oh. And appeal cover something. It's rather good. So that's why the legal entity is very important. But when the legal entity is set, it's just very, pretty simple, normal bookkeeping.
Okay,
thanks.
Rachel?
I was elected last year, but I wasn't prepared for that. I didn't know that was going to, but we did this election and it was kind of suddenly like, oh. But I think I've enjoyed being on the core group. I've enjoyed getting to chat to nice people once a month on a call and having that connection with the IMMR. I felt certainly the first two-thirds of the year I couldn't offer much time, and I was quite clear with the core group and actually the whole meeting last year. I was quite clear that I didn't have lots of time to give. I have quite a demanding job at Positive Money, and we had some big projects we were doing last year. But I was able to bring more of myself and more of my skills when we were planning this weekend. And that felt good, and I think I feel now more invested in IMMR, and I have more energy and ideas for it, so I'm happy to stay on the election list.
Great.
Okay, and then me. So I've been in the core group the last 2 years, and since last year acted as executive director. And it was very fun. I'm very happy with the development the IMMR took. I think before we had the Berlin meeting 2 years ago, the IMMR was pretty kind of dead. Stan had like reduced its activities, and I think since then the IMMR has really revived, and I think there's very good new energy with the new website, HumHub, regular blog posts and newsletters, and I think that's really cool. I'm really happy about it, and also in the core group we are much more effective over time and much more professional, much quicker, and I think that is really good. A bit frustrating has been the legal entity discussion. I really hate this legal stuff, and that took lots of energy, but I think that's over soon, so that is also a really, I think that was, we invested lots of time and energy, but I think we also made good progress, and that is finished soon, that's really good. I'm also not so happy about fundraising. We didn't have success with that. I tried out quite a lot. There were quite a few. There were some individuals who said, yeah, I might help you all. And I was like, very hopefully, yeah, we get money and then we can hire more people. And then every time that they didn't respond, oh, sorry, I can't afford more. And it was frustrating because a year ago I was really hopeful we get serious money soon and then can off, and I'm really not a fundraiser. I hate doing this, and so that was a bit frustrating. But as I said, overall, I think it was great development. And hopefully, that this changes soon and we get serious money, because I think we are such an important movement and should really, yeah, get that. But I don't want to continue. I have a feeling that it's time for me to move on to other things. That's a subjective feeling that sometimes comes up, and then I have to move on, and I think it's also good to make room for, yeah, for new energy. I feel there are many enthusiastic people who would also be great in the core group, and so I think it's good to move on, to bring in new skill sets and energies. And I think I'd rather be supported from other positions, maybe helping to channel money or other ideas, but not just from the very core of it. You know? Yeah, I think also my fuel is a bit used up. I really pushed lots of things in the last few years, and I think I'm a bit burned out of money reform and fuel. Yeah, but as I said, I'll be happy to continue as director in the next few weeks until the new person is allowed to make sure the company is. Okay, and then there's Vinny, who couldn't make it here today.
Just a little question. Have you considered the possibility of stepping down as executive director but resting in the board?
Yeah, but I feel it's good to have new energy. I think other people would probably be. Yeah, I just feel like I should move on. Yeah, and then there's Vinny. He couldn't make it today, but he also wants to stay back because he's too busy. Also in the last month, he barely had time anymore because of his family and professional life, and it's just too much for him. And he feels other people with more time and energy probably serve their member better. Yeah. So, oh, we moved on. So that was core group members' reflections. Then we have a proposal to put Bo Young Lim on the list from the Alliance for Just Money. In the core group, we thought a lot about this election process, if we should change it to a more candidacy approach to ensure that people are really willing to invest time and energy getting, or stick with this, and thought about who would be good persons to come in and discuss this quite a bit. But in any case, we had a feeling that Bo Young Lim would be great because she has been very active in the last weeks. Yeah. Now she's trying to push for the ethical bankers to be more connected with us, and she's very, I think, has many of those leadership qualities we wrote down. And so we all agreed that she would be great, but she couldn't make it to this meeting. So we thought, she can make it, but only people from here can be elected. So we thought maybe we can make an exception for her. If there are no objections against putting her on the list. And we asked her, she would say. So are there questions or, yeah?
I'd just like to say, before she was for the Alliance for Just Money, she was a part of COMER. And she's from Toronto, not the United States. And so she's a COMER person and comes from that tradition. And
what's COMER?
Committee on Money and Economic Reform. It's a Canadian think tank on money. And they had a lot of issues last year, and so she was working with them heavily and then getting up our website heavily. And she was nominated last year and she had the votes, but she had to, because of commitments with us, and she was a heaven sent, you know, there, it was a long, you know. She'll be our gift to you, and we think, you know, she did wonderful things in moving things forward. And, you know, she's got a lot. Bo Young.
Bo Young.
Bo Young. Yeah. Young. And
Palmer is the Canadian Monetary Reform Group that. For years had the legal case in the Canadian federal courts to get the bank, the publicly owned Bank of Canada, to again issue government money.
I'd also just like to add, Bo Young really has been a gift to us. She's very good at making sure everyone's included. She's very good at making sure the projects move along. Touching base with everyone. She's very much a people person. She's a connector. She's a networker. Mm-hmm. So she's always, you might want to get together. And she really has helped us become.
I must say, she was a very inspiring person. Yeah, okay. Nutrish last year. Yeah.
Yeah. And she helped shape this agenda as well.
Yes. Okay.
So we should all vote for Bo Young, basically.
So that is,
we said we wanted to be direct.
So there is a minor adjustment we would like to make to this election by consent, that we can add her even though she's not represented. Is there an objection against adding her to the list? Anyone who says that, no, that's not okay, that's not cool. Okay, perfect. It's nice. Now, who does definitely not want to be on the list? Who definitely can't do it because then I will delete you from the list. Okay, then I'll need to take a moment to delete those. And then are there any further questions?
Just you keep your hands up so Lima can see and
yeah. Gets
to delete.
Maybe we could, I don't know what's the quickest way to do, because I'm not sure about all the names as well.
To share
just say the names.
Yeah, maybe we go through the list quickly and make them all.
Alex.
No? Okay, Alvaro?
No.
Boyan, yes. Edgar, okay. Ferdinand? Okay. Yeah, just shout no if not, otherwise don't say anything. Irene?
No.
Jonas? Joseph Huber?
No.
Consta, Lucia, Manfred,
no,
Mario,
no,
Miguel,
yes,
Nisa, Rachel, Raimund,
no,
Roland,
no,
Bruna, Samuel,
no,
Simon,
no,
Sue,
no,
Susanna,
Susanna, no.
Okay,
I've confirmed.
Virginia,
no.
Five left.
Wilco is not here. I think. See?
No.
No.
Okay. So two, four, six, ten.
Not too many.
These are not all.
All right.
No. These are not all.
Yeah. Some people told me before and they definitely don't want to, so some weren't even there yet.
So does anyone feel like they should be on the list and they are not on it?
Yes. What about Manuel and Manuel Klein?
Yeah, he told me as well he doesn't want to. Right?
You don't know Manuel.
Manuel. Come on, por favor.
He said he
didn't want to. You want to put back a little bit?
Yes.
That's great.
That's
great.
Yeah.
How about Artur?
Artur?
Yeah.
But he's not here, we can't ask him.
Well, so, but nobody, don't we have his phone number?
I have his number, I can ask him.
Okay.
We have to reply in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Just a couple of
minutes. This is after I'm trying to do for.
Okay. All right. Then any further questions?
We're gonna vote already or from people on the list because I don't have in my mind clear the name, so
so everyone on the list should do a little name tag or something like that.
I mean just you can go to the list of people who see that just stand.
Okay, maybe all who are on the list stand up and say their name once again.
Yeah.
Okay, so all who are still on the list, please stand up.
Do you want to be on the list? You're on the list. That's
fine. Yeah. And say your name. So, Edgar, you begin maybe?
Edgar.
Lucia.
Roland.
Nisha.
Ferdinand.
Constant.
Miguel.
Jonas.
Rachel.
Manuel.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
We are the hero.
Any other question? If not, then we can vote now. So please access this link with your smartphone or laptop. Or if you don't have one, then you can just use your neighbor's one once he or she is finished. And there you can vote for 5 people. It's like a list, and then you can make crosses at 5.
Should make 5.
5.
Yeah.
Exactly 5.
Can be less than 5 or 5?
No. You should make 5.
No, because we don't have the Yeah. I should have mentioned it.
I don't know.
maybe change your browser. I changed the browser. We will see the
file. We have to select file.
I know, but I'm wondering.
assuming maybe they're both instead of US.
Yeah, no, that
you should take a picture and send it to her.
I know, I'll go up. No, she won't get upset, but it
okay.
I just want to acknowledge Canada as being real, you know, it's part of that. It's
and
just
I'm
not
jealous of INMR having her. She's great.
Okay. Yeah. So, Boyang, would you do it?
Yeah.
Next, Nisha, any objections, remarks,
yeah,
questions?
Me.
Yeah.
I want the carry that you promised. Otherwise, no. Just kidding.
Anything else?
She has to get our gold back.
Okay, it's no Nisha.
Sorry, yes, thank you.
Well, we have three strong women in monetary okay, next is Jonas.
Yes.
Are there any objections or remarks regarding Jonas?
Where's your scarf? Oh, now I'm okay. Yeah, now it's okay.
Okay, now with the scarf, Jonas.
With the scarf, I would like to do it, yes.
Yeah. Okay, four of five are filled. Next, Manuel. Are there any objections or remarks or questions regarding Manuel's candidacy? Yeah.
I just want to make sure that he's not putting too much on himself, because I know he's busy with his new job.
Okay, maybe there's a remark for when he's asked what he thinks about it. Any objections or questions or remarks? Okay, then Manuel.
So I did not want to be on the list. Then Joseph. Joseph talked to me. So I decided to be on the list. It's a good point that you mentioned my new job. I think it's going to be quite stressful, especially in the next half a year. If you want me to do it, I'll do it.
Please, what is your new job, yeah.
It's a competitor of Bloomberg, so financial data.
Right.
Cool. Also not. It's called FactSet.
Oh, fantastic.
Business. But yeah, okay. I mean, I might not be able to spend as much time as others, but I can do it.
Okay. Remarks, questions? Yeah,
yes, I just have a question regarding Edgar. If you know, one of the core issues for the year is establishing a legal entity, and it's going to be in the Netherlands, and obviously with Edgar's skill and the work he's done, how do we tap into those resources, Edgar, and ensure that continuity?
I'm not wrong. So if you decide that I should do something, you can ask.
Sure.
I'd like to be supportive. Yes.
That you can coordinate that if someone from this team will do the job, or if you get another person, and then if that person joins the core group calls or not, and it's just contacted afterwards, I think that's up to you to decide. Okay. And I propose the new core group, well, Bo Young is not here. The last years we recommended the new core group to have its first meeting here, as people are then in person here and can take the first steps, decide when to have the first online call and so on. So maybe the next break or so you four coordinate on. Okay, any other questions or remarks? Yeah?
You said you're going to the executive director position will be advertised in the next few weeks, is that right?
Possibly, yeah. Unless someone from the core group will do it, then that's probably easiest. But if not, then I think that's probably the best way to go forward.
Is it possibly easier to find out if anybody else who stood would be interested in being the CEO from this group?
From those four?
From
all here?
Yeah.
I propose to use someone from Momo, so I have to talk to the guy to see if he's available or willing to take up that position.
Maybe we take 5 minutes to collect ideas, if there are people you have in mind, or if someone says, I'm interested to do it or so, just 5 minutes for the new corporate, then they have more information to more or less we are all gathered here. Is that all right?
Someone has ideas or something.
Yeah, yeah, someone has ideas.
Take that on to our first meeting.
Shall I write them down?
Sure.
Yeah. So are there any ideas for people we could reach out to or people here who say, hey,
yes,
I might be very interested, I have some energy and time and would love to push it.
Could you just explain, sorry, you said that there was less funding, is it still a little bit paid or would it be
voluntary? Yeah, well, I got 350 euros per month so far. I think recently we got a donation, I'm not sure about the current situation, Larsen was, maybe it could be stuck up to 500 per month.
Yeah,
of course
we have a very income of 400
but of course
we have
some
funding too, so of course,
but Miro is of course also paid 150,
but it's only 350, right? Yeah, we'll leave it off there.
Yeah, 350, maybe 500,
yeah,
and of course we can try more fundraising, and the personal skill with fundraising could be much more.
But this has to be decided with the board.
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
And I also made some report, the financial director role. I mean, in the same way as we keep it for weeks. But then the board will have to take care of that. And later on, we have this legal entity, the foundation, and maybe the one of the board members in the foundation will be the.
Okay, any other remarks or ideas? Okay, otherwise maybe approach the couple of people in the breaks or so, maybe good enough for a month. Alright, I think then we are done with that part. I just want to say, I think it was really smooth again. I remember in Berlin the elections, for the first conference, there were so many discussions and people were had concerns how to do it, and it was really tiresome until we got a good result. And it's, again, I feel it's same with this election. It's so much smoother and really nice. So
let's
see how
it goes.
Great. Okay. Cool.
Just a quick comment. I have to leave soon, so if there's anything I have to do now, let me know, but otherwise I'll be gone soon.
Yeah, so please do fundraising. My proposal is... Was that for us?
Yeah.
Oh. And the proposal is absolutely.
Yeah.
I think she needs to come while the session goes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel has a proposal for how to do the open space, and my proposal is that the core group meets during this open space and we have our first meeting and just talk it through while we're here. So
well, I think that Nisha is also there. Nisha is also there expanding AML or Global South. So.
Yeah, but the first part of the open space will be only on MMT.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my proposal is that the core group meets there, that is okay with the core group.
Uh-huh.
Do you have objections to that?
Yes, because I think this is really important.
Okay.
Right.
So maybe a break now?
I have an idea. Because the MMT discussion was like, it's quite a big one, and even if you don't... I guess something I've learned over the last year is that I have to take note of MMT because it's important, and even though I'm kind of not that interested to engage with it, it's actually probably something all of us should know something about, and kind of understand where we're at with it, with the movement. We felt that if we put the MMT as part of an open space, it might just... everyone might go to it, you know, like the vast majority. So what we're proposing is that we do part one, all of us get involved in that discussion, and then we break up. To start that session, and so that Joseph and I can have just get set up